It appears Governor Walker is putting a positive spin on his failed promise to create 250,000 new jobs within 4 years. Walker is locked in a dead heat with his Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, with 2 months to go before the November election. On Thursday, the Walker campaign released an ad crediting him with overseeing the creation of more than 100,000 jobs. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the spot mirrored one the Burke campaign released weeks ago. Earlier this summer, Mary Burke's campaign launched an ad pointing out that the governor was falling well short of his promise to create 250,000 jobs. The spot features snippets from local TV newscasts.
July 2014.
The Roundy's Cops Distribution Center is closing.
Sealed Air Corps will be cutting 300 jobs as well.
600 workers told today their jobs will be gone by the end of the week.
Scott Walker promised 250,000 jobs. Instead, Wisconsin fell to dead last in Midwest job growth.
This week, Governor Walker's campaign released a similar-sounding ad, but it uses different numbers.
We promised Wisconsin we'd work to create more jobs.
Amazon plans to hire 1,100 full-time workers.
Added 1,500 jobs. 200 jobs coming to Marinette Marine,
bringing in roughly 700 jobs.
We've gone from losing over 133,000 jobs to gaining over 100,000 jobs.
Walker's reference to Wisconsin losing 133,000 jobs reaches back to the administration of former Governor Jim Doyle. Burke had served as his Commerce Secretary just before the country sunk into the Great Recession. Mordecai Lee is professor of governmental affairs at UW-Milwaukee. He thinks Walker picked a smart way to spin things.
Governor Walker is a fabulous politician, and over the last few years when it became apparent that he would never accomplish the promise of 250,000 jobs, he's been very open about it. He would talk to the media about it. He wouldn't try to change the subject. He would answer that it was a kind of a stretch goal, even if he wasn't going to make it. He's sort of cool as a cucumber when it comes to that. And I think that served him well. He's not trying to rewrite history.
Dennis Riley agrees Walker is not trying to run from his promise to create 250,000 jobs. Riley is a political scientist at UW-Stevens Point. He thinks the governor may be trying to reach a sliver of undecided voters who view the creation of 100,000 jobs as good news.
He doesn't have to move the whole electorate. He just has to move a few people, and some of them are maybe not so well connected to the process, so maybe he will be able to convince them that this is that he's done an awful lot, et cetera, et cetera.
Riley believes in response to Walker's ad, the Burke campaign will continue to remind voters that the governor failed to keep his promise from 2010. Polls show that a top priority among voters is the availability of jobs. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.